So as I said at the beginning of the Mass, the readings today, as we heard, deal with humility. The first reading in particular, which mentions it explicitly, the reading from Sirach, the Book of Wisdom from the Old Testament. And then the gospel story today, in the story, Jesus provides an illustration of what humility might look for us today in the context of a dinner party. So the readings, the church through the readings, our whole tradition exhorts us to practice humility and to try to attain this virtue. So why would we do this? Well, one reason is because we're told to do it. So this is kind of an obedience model. God says do this, and so we do it. We don't ask any questions. But if you're anything like me, this probably isn't going to inspire you very much. Generally, if I'm asked to do something, I'm going to resist it. I'm going to walk in the other direction. So then we look for reasons. Why, in fact, might it be a good idea for us to practice humility, to seek this out and even to pray for it, to find models of this? So the readings, both of the readings, give us a reason. The primary reason is because it makes us look good. We heard in the reading from Sirach, if you are humble, more or less, this is a paraphrase, you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. So if what you're going for is to be loved, practice humility is the idea. The same thing goes for the example in the gospel. Jesus said, effectively, if you want people to esteem you, if you want them to invite you up to a higher place, then pick the lower place. Or even at the end of the gospel, he says, invite people to your party who can't repay you, and then you will be repaid in the afterlife. So it's still kind of a transaction. It's a contract. We do this and we get that. So this is a kind of, it can jumpstart us into the practice of virtue, but still it's kind of a lower motive. Still, it's pretty self-motivated, self-interested. What I would submit to you, what I would suggest, is that the real reason to practice humility is because it's the way God made us. We are happy when we are serving others, when we withdraw a little bit so that others can move to the front. Those of you who are parents, who have children, or have dealt with children over the years, teachers, those of you who have aging parents, for instance, or who have the sick in your care, you know this very well. It can be hard to put others first, but when we do, something clicks in us. There's a sense of rightness, that this is who I was created to be, really. And what really makes me happy is not to put myself out in front, but it's to be of service. It's an inside job. It's attitudinal. And there will be a bloodletting because we like excitement. We want things popping most of the time. And to withdraw from that and to take a back seat and to introduce others can be hard. And yet God calls us to do this, and he gives us examples of how this might look in our own lives. It can happen on the grand scale with great gestures of generosity. But it can also happen in very small, apparently small, instances in the day in and the day out. When we are on the freeway, for instance, and someone wants to cut into our lane, do we let her or him? Do we cut them off, or do we back up a little bit to let the other pass before us? Do we let people finish their sentences, or do we talk over them? Brothers and sisters, we have no end of opportunities to practice virtue in our lives. And God gives us the grace to cooperate and to become the people whom God would have us be. As we continue with our service today, as we welcome Frances Marie into our community, let us ask God to be more like her. She knows exactly who she is. Let us ask God to receive the Holy Spirit who will transform our hearts and draw us to one another, even as Jesus himself is drawn to the Father.